Our guest tonight is a professor of systematic theology at the nation's largest Catholic seminary. But he doesn't just teach a book inside a classroom. He produces TV and radio shows, DVDs, podcasts, books, YouTube videos, some of which I don't even know how to get to YouTube. But they use it to spread the message of the Catholic faith to those who will listen. So please welcome tonight's guest, Father Robert Barron.
Father Robert, great to be with you.
Good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is a great apostolate that you have here. I mean, this is right out of Vatican II, which calls us to use the social ministries, and the Pope since then have been telling us to do this, and it even goes before the Council.
Absolutely.
And Pope Pius XI was working with Marconi to get Vatican Radio started.
Absolutely right. And it's just the permanent call of the Church is to announce the gospel.
Yeah.
And why not use the tools that we have?
Mm-hmm.
We have tools now that Fulton Sheen would have given his right arm to have.
You know,
tools that St. Paul never imagined. Why not use them? And we have this explosion, as you well know, in communication technology. So this is the time, I think, for the Church to be very proactive, to seize all these means, and to use them creatively for the gospel.
So you are using these media, but it's not just a random, do a little show here, a podcast here, a YouTube there. You have a project. Tell us about this project that you're doing with the media.
Yeah, well, the whole ministry is called Word on Fire, and that's all my work in media, in preaching and sermons and website and all that. But at the heart of that is this Catholicism project I've been working on for the past 2 years. I don't know if you remember, back in the 1970s, a wonderful show called Civilization by Kenneth Clark.
Sure.
Who was the director of the National Gallery in London. Yep. He took people all over Europe, and he showed them the great cathedrals, the great museums, the pictures, the paintings. And he described civilization by means of these visual aids. I always thought, wouldn't that be a great way to tell the story of Catholicism? Because we're a smart religion, we're a theological religion, and we're a beautiful religion.
Yeah.
We've always used at our best architecture, drama, poetry, buildings, etc., paintings. So I wanted to go around the world and show Catholicism as well as talk about it.
We have a little clip of some of the work that you're doing.
Yeah.
And we'll come back and talk about more of the project. But let's take a look at that clip of what Father's up to.
Good. You see now what I mean when I say Peter is a determining archetype in the life of the Church. In the prophet Isaiah, we find this. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return without watering the earth, so my word goes forth from me and does not return without accomplishing its purpose. Somehow the Bible knew that accusation, blaming, scapegoating lies at the foundation of all of our dysfunctional human societies. Pope fixed her with his gaze, and he said, "You should be that missionary." Peter Morin saw his purpose as blowing up the dynamite of the Church to transform the society. I know no other place on the face of the earth that evokes this sense of prayer more than where I'm standing now. I'm in the great Sainte Chapelle in Paris. At the heart of the little way is the prudence to know in any given situation what is the demand of love. And so it speaks of the incarnation, of the impregnation of the womb of the Virgin by heavenly light. We say God is infinite, unbounded, immense. It's just a way of saying that God can't be measured by our ordinary categories.
Good job.
Thank you. I'm very proud of it. Yeah.
Now, and those are clips of the individual plays, like sort of a Lady Susan. Yeah, yeah. You know, but the main courses will be at each place. You'll spend some time.
Yeah. Each episode is about 48 minutes long, so we do roughly an hour episode on each one. And we're all over the world, though, so you might have a given episode. We're in five different places or six different places.
Okay.
But that gives you a little flavor of the international quality of it. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to span the globe. I wanted to show how Catholicism is an international community.
Exactly.
And I think that does come through. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the high-definition photography, I wanted to use very high-quality stuff so we could really show off these beautiful places. Yeah. Whenever I see Saint-Chapelle, though, I studied in Paris, I knew it very well. Just when you see it, it's so glorious, isn't it? And it just, to me, speaks the Catholic spirit.
Yeah, and, this this Catholic spirit is, again, something that is committed to beauty and truth in all of its forms.
Yeah.
And that we want to live that out. That's a terrific thing.
We didn't divorce truth from beauty. And that's, I think, one of the marks of the Catholic imagination. Yes. We didn't drive a wedge. We saw the two as mutually implicative. That the truer you are, the more beautiful. The more beautiful, the truer you are. Because they're always always together. So we didn't drive a wedge. And I think that has served us very well.
You're not about maintenance. You're about evangelizing.
Yeah. Because you evangelize with the truth. That's obviously the case. You also evangelize through beauty. Balthasar talked about that, the great 20th century theologian, that you draw people into a place like Chartres. From the outside, Chartres can look sort of drab. The windows are just kind of gray. But now draw them into the church, and now the windows light up.
Exactly.
So it's inside the life of the church that the beauty appears. And then it evangelizes you. I think of when I was a student in Paris, Cardinal Lustiger was the Archbishop of Paris.
Cool.
He was a great man.
Yeah.
And, of course, he was born and raised a Jew and became a Catholic when he was a teenager.
And he lost a lot of his family.
He lost his mother in the Shoah.
Yeah.
But he was converted by a cathedral. I forget, it wasn't the Notre Dame in Paris, but he went into a cathedral, and that's what converted him. And that happens a lot in the history of the church.
St. Mary of Egypt was converted.
Yeah.
She was the most famous runner of houses of prostitution in that world.
Yeah.
And she walked into the Holy Sepulchre Church, bam, converted her.
Right. Paul Claudel, the famous playwright, when you go to Notre Dame in Paris, they have a spot on the floor. It says, right here, looking up at the rose window, is where he was like that, converted.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I see how that happens. And the church has understood that in its genius. So I want to bring that out in this program. That's part of the evangelical strategy.
Well, one of the things that you're doing this, because people are going to say, well, how do we see this stuff? How do you make these videos available?
Well, eventually, we're going to finish the 10 and then make them available as a DVD set. We want to get them out in the Catholic educational system. So I want them to be used in schools, universities, RCIA, adult education. But also, I'm eager to get them out to the wider world as well.
Yeah.
So we're trying. We're reaching out to the secular media as well to try to broadcast this as a special. So we'll see. I'm eager to see if that will happen.
Father Barron, this has been great. This is great work that you're doing. We're delighted to have, again, I want to remind you, you can go to www.wordonfire.org to find out more about this. And hopefully that your work will be able to continue to flourish in this realm. I ask if you would join me in blessing our studio audience. May Almighty God bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and lead you in all of his ways to proclaim his good news. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.